I'm Dr. Bob, and I remember the 60s, sort of, sometimes, and I hope you do too. Join me for the 60s show each Saturday at noon on WMNF. You can turn it up, sing along, get up and dance, or just slump on the beanbag and let your imagination run free. The 60s show, Saturday noon to 2 p.m. here on WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM, and streaming worldwide at WMNF.org.
Hey, this is Kweku.
Hey, this is King George. Don't forget to listen to African Safari each and every Tuesday between the hours of 1 to 2 p.m.
African Safari brings to you music from the continent of Africa, east, west, north, and south, and also beyond the borders of Africa where African music have had some influence.
Make sure you listen to each and every Tuesday African Safari on WMNF 88.5.
Hi, I'm WMNF Music Director Flea, and I want to extend a special welcome to our new listeners. As you'll discover, there is something for everyone here at WMNF, where we dive into everything from Nina Simone to the Ramones, bluegrass to bossa nova, blues to news, and the list goes on. Our programmers are passionate curators, providing you hours of music and news. We hope you'll find a home here at WMNF, where there will always be a place for you in our community radio family. Stay safe and be well, and thank you for listening.
Hi, WMNF. This is Shelby Brown from Clearwater, Florida. I'm also a Circle of Friends member, and I just wanted to give you a call and say I really am glad I can support the station. I love everything that I hear on MNF, especially the news, because I do not own a TV, and I only use my phone to speak on, so anything I can get from WMNF is very helpful, keeps me in the loop. And I just really appreciate everything that you do. It's worth every penny, every single month that I pay.
You can support WMNF too. Give online at WMNF.org or through the smartphone app.
All right, and we are back on the Sunday Forum here on WMNF 88.5 Tampa, Sarasota, St. Pete. This is Walter Elspeth, the second voice of the Tampa Bay area. And the members of the Fourth Estate crew are here in studio with me as we are going to be dealing with this issue of identifying what a frontline community is and what we can do to protect it. Now, listen, one of the questions that came up to me once was obviously, you know, let's define what a frontline community is, first of all. Again, call in 813-239-9663, 813-239-9663. We want to hear from you on this issue. And on these issues that we're going to be diving into. As we talk about this thing called a frontline community, we're talking about the communities that are worst hit, worst impacted by environmental issues and by disasters and things of that nature, that these people are impacted so badly that they won't be able to bounce back. There's no resilience. There's no sustainability in those communities. And every time that we have this discussion, I've had it before, it always comes back to this one issue at its core, and that is the issue of sustainability. Now, for those people who don't know what sustainability is, you're talking about when something has the ability to last. The ability to last. What does that mean?